Glory be Jesus, cause he lies.
Let's lift our hands before the Lord. I want you to adore the Lord. I worship the glorious God. I want you to worship the living God. Worship Yahweh. Worship the glorious God. Lift up your hands and worship. That is the command. Don't be rebellious in the presence of God. Lift up your hands. Let every soul lift his hands up and worship. 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 If that hands are not working, that is the problem. That is the only problem. That is the reason why you cannot lift up your hands, because your hands is not working. But even as much as you have a hand that is working, it's functioning. Lift it up to the Lord. Who lift it up to the Lord? Who created that hand? Lift it up and exalt him. Lift it up and worship him. Lift it up and glorify his name. Lift it up. Lift it up. If that hand is not working, the Lord is causing his hand to work today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, life will flow into that hand that is not working. Every paralytic hand, every withered hand, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that hand will receive life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every hand that is feeble, that hand will receive life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh, thank you, eternal Father, we worship you. We exalt you, Yahweh. We magnify you, the Lord of glory. We extol your name, the risen Savior, the Lord of our salvation. We worship you. Be exalted. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Father, thank you. Because you are the reason of our gathering today. We thank you because when you rose from the dead, you rose to give all gifts to men. You rose to set the captive free. You rose, Lord, not only standing before the Father. The Bible says you were made to sit at the right hand of the Father, the exalted throne, Lord Jesus. And you have also provided places for us to sit with you in heavenly places. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because we are now far above all principalities. We are far above all thrones. We are far above all rulers of darkness. We thank you because, Lord Jesus Christ, you did this because of us. We exalt you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every one of us will experience you. We will experience this power. And Lord, you will put us in the place that you have provided for us. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we prayed. Let me congratulate every one of us by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Lord has brought you to this day, and you will see more in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are welcome to God's presence. This season, the Lord will cause everyone to experience God in a new dimension, in a new way you have never had before, in Jesus' name. This is a unique day. Unique in the sense that we have so many reasons why the day is unique. So special. Because the day that we remember again the victory that Jesus gave unto us. But unfortunately, what pains the heart of God is that most of us, most Christians, we have not been able to understand and enjoy the fullness of what Jesus did at this period. Jesus did everything for us, and we have not been able to do it. And that is why we want to consider what I call profiting from the power of resurrection. Profiting from the power of resurrection. We are combining two things together this morning. We are combining the Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ with Faith Clinic. And it's so wonderful. My prayer has just been that the Lord will just help us. Because it's so awesome. It's just so great. I just see. One thing I want to tell us is this. Resurrection is the most powerful force. It's the most powerful force in heaven and on earth. And once a man misses it, once a man misses this opportunity, well, it will need special grace. Because it is the most powerful in heaven and on earth. You also can imagine it, that it must be so much powerful, so great power and force, that could bring the Son of the Living God out, even when the enemy was rejoicing, thought he had finished the agenda of God. He thought he had finished, that God's plan for mankind had been truncated. It could not be accomplished. But God brought, a secret cancer, and Jesus was brought out. The Bible says, when Jesus was crucified, when he went to the cross and he died, he didn't go to rest. He had a reason for going. But one thing, let me tell you something. Somewhere along the line, before we can understand this resurrection, I want us to also remember why Jesus died. The book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. We're going to make emphasis on it again. Now, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Why Jesus died? Apart from the fact that his death must bring, there must be a shedding of blood. Of course, after shedding of blood, it's possible for him, I mean, it was possible for him to move to heaven. But Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says something which always eats my heart every time. Anytime I go into it again. And it tells us about the reason why Jesus died. And he said, for Jesus, look at it, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. Because you, myself, we have flesh and blood. Jesus also had to take this flesh and blood. Why? Because the true death, he might destroy him. Huh? Destroy who? Him that has the power of what? And who is the one that has the power of death? Eh? It is the devil that has the power of death. It is the devil that has that power to destroy. That is why the scripture says, you know, he goes about. I mean, he came to destroy. He came to steal, to destroy, to kill. And Jesus, the only way to conquer this power of death is for him to die. And when you look at verse 18, he now says something. Verse 15 says something. So that he can deliver. Who? Huh? Are you part of those who he came to deliver? Would you like to say, so that he can deliver me? Who through fear of death? Were all my lifetime subject to bondage. Those through fear. Because of fear. Fear ruling their hearts. So, because of that, he came to deliver. Fear they want to travel. Fear they want to move. Fear when they want to sleep. He came. Okay? The only way I can deliver you is for me to die for you. Now, when Jesus did this thing for us, men could not understand. It was difficult. And that was the reason why we are unable to profit with enjoy or receive the benefit of resurrection power. When Jesus went to the grave, he destroyed, he dismantled, he crushed, he paralyzed, he broke, he scattered and shattered the devil. He shattered it and silenced the devil forever. And that is why today, there is nothing again that can hold back your victory from you. You are the only one that can delay it. Today, you will enjoy that victory. You will enter into that victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say you will enjoy that victory in the name of Jesus Christ. When you look at Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3. Let's go to, we are going to look into the scriptures and then we're going to begin to pray. Verse 10. That I may know him. That I may know him. Who? 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 You don't have confidence? Are you afraid? Who? You have been delivered from the spirit of fear. So you can shout Jesus again. That I may know him. Who? And the power of his resurrection. Come on. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. In other words, for a man to benefit and profit in this resurrection, that it will not be a fake, it will not just be a story, it will not just be people who just say, and they just dance and just, and they leave the church and they carry their burden again and carry their burden for sorrow again. No. That was not God's plan. That the thing is that you may know him, that the first thing that you will, I mean, that will provide an access for you to enjoy this resurrection is what? Is to know him. And when you know him, you also have a knowledge of his resurrection. The resurrection of God. The resurrection of his power. And the fellowship of his suffering. Fellowship of his suffering. Telling us that there are things that will make you to know, that can make you to assess the power of resurrection. Your knowledge of Jesus, your knowledge of him. That if you don't know Christ, if you don't have, you've not had an encounter with Jesus, you cannot enjoy the resurrection now. Even though you may eat rice, you may eat jollof when you get home and pounded yam. But we are talking of experiencing his power. And the scripture may say something. Being made conformable. And the fellowship of his suffering. In other words, that before the conformable fellowship. In other words, that when you are, when you discipline yourself for Christ, you discipline yourself for Christ. That is, your flesh is under the control of the Lord. Just for the sake of the kingdom. Then you will experience the power of his resurrection. And he goes further to say, be made conformable unto what? Unto his death. And I look at Yoruba version of this conformable. I was looking at to know what this conformable means. Yoruba put it in this way. Only holy. Faramon. And that is what we make you to have access. That is what we make you to profit. Yes, ma. Eshe, ma. Eshe. Toba faramon. Faramon. You want to experience the power of resurrection, then you must faramon. You cannot only faramon satani and you want to enjoy the power of resurrection. Only faramon courts, only faramon ajojo birin, you know, you cannot. It is not possible. You cannot faramon anything. You cannot, as if, when you faramon debt, you accept, you embrace it. You cannot enjoy the power of resurrection. Today, my prayer is that you will, each one of us will take a decision, to embrace his death. You embrace the death of Christ. And when you embrace the death of Christ, the power of resurrection will flow into your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you confirm to this power of death, resurrection of God will work in your life. We are talking of the resurrection. Even when the mighty stones in the book of Matthew chapter 28, the Bible says, verse 2, the Bible talks about the great stone that was rolled, that was rolled upon the sepulchre. And I was just imagining, except there is a power. I don't know the number of soldiers. I think the theologians, they mentioned some number of soldiers that were on watch. But, well, that is the theologian for you. But what the important thing is this. The stone was so great, so mighty, and it was used to block the mouth of the sepulchre. And when that stone was used, the Bible says there was a great earthquake. A great earthquake. And the power, unseen power, the unseen power removed the stone. And Jesus came forth. All stones that are all over your life, over your destiny, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the unseen power of the living God, we come and remove it in the name of Jesus Christ. When a man decides to embrace the resurrection power, his life will be a life of wonders. And that is why the scripture says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Let's see what the scripture says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11. It says, if the Spirit, are we there? If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus, in other words, if the Spirit of resurrection, the power of resurrection, the race of Jesus dwell in you. In other words, if you have embraced his death, if you have associated, you have cleaved to his death, and the Spirit of the Lord walk upon you, it will quicken what? It will quicken your mortal bodies. In other words, it will supply life to every deadness, to every area where there are deadness in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. Deadness of the brain, deadness of the tissues, deadness of the system, deadness of destiny, deadness, every area where there are deadness, the power of the Lord says it will supply deadness of the womb, deadness of the system, wherever reproductive or part of the body. If the spirit that quickeneth the body of Jesus Christ, oh, listen, you, we're talking of the power that quickened the body of Jesus, the power that quickened, it says it will quicken your system, it will quicken your bones and marrows, it will quicken even your bowel, it will quicken even your heart, it will quicken your blood, it will quicken every, even your business, it will quicken it. We are saying the power of this resurrection, this power of resurrection that we are talking about, is the power that quickens. He will quicken all your mortal bodies. When he quickens, affliction cannot stay there. No, it is not possible, because it's a power of life. The affliction is a power of death. Even the cancer is a power of death. When the spirit of the Lord is there, it will quicken. It will quicken. All the spirit of death will vanish away. And that is what the word of God is saying this morning. And that is what we are, I'm inviting you to come and experience. And by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will experience him today. In the name of Jesus Christ. You profit from this resurrection as you accept what Jesus has done for you, and you confess his work upon your life. If you don't, it will be a mirage. It will just be a story every year. You might have been hearing the resurrection even right from the time you were in primary school, even when you went to Sunday school, in your church, you know, everything. It's not new. None of us here would have said that I'm just hearing about resurrection. But the most, you know, painful thing is that as we hear, we do not profit from it. No profiting. No profiting. Nothing. It's just a mirage, just a story. Just a story. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that story will be turned to reality in your life. And you will experience this power. That this power is real. It's true. It is the true power of the Most High God. We are talking of the power, the most powerful force in heaven and on earth. We are talking of the power that brought Jesus up from the grave. And when you look at what Jesus did, the scripture tells us something. In the book of Matthew again, same 28, before we begin to pray, we are looking at verse 18. Look at verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. Okay, let me read. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, how many power? How many? Are you sure? We are on this heart alone? In heaven and on earth. All power. So where is power again? Where can you find power again? Do you have it inside the devil? Do you have any power again with witchcraft? Do you have any power again with babalawos? Do you have any power again with any spiritual wickedness in the high places, principalities? Do you have any power again there? Where do you have? We have all power. All power. Wherever, whatsoever, the power is. You have it. Jesus is in control. He's in charge. Whether in heaven, whether in on earth, he's there. So when he has all power, is sickness still there in your life? Is affliction still there? Is infirmity still there? My brother, I hope you are with me. Is there any sickness still there in your life? Is there a failure that is there? Is it there? If it's there, you are the one that submitted it to him. Am I speaking? If anything is there, you are the one. Because with Jesus, it is over. It is what? No more power again in heaven or on earth, because everything belongs to him. When he rose, he says, all power in heaven on earth belong to me. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. I say it is over now. It is over. You can tell the devil, it is over now. I have seen that you do not have power. I have seen all your harassment. Jesus has the power. I have seen that I am no longer under your rulership and power again. All those harassment in your life, you can now tell the devil, speak to him, begin to confess, begin to open your mouth. Sorotita, Mandino, speak it out. Tell him that he's harassing you now. I'll give you just few seconds, a few words. Speak to every issue now. Speak to every issue in your life. Speak to everything. Speak to everything now. Speak to everything. Speak to everything. Speak to everything. If you are still afraid, are you still afraid? That is why you are not speaking. Sorrow. Oh, lagbara. Oh, walking you, lagbara. Oh, lagbara. Oh, niagbara. Oh, niagbara. Oh, niagbara. Oh, niagbara. Oh, niagbara. Yeah, boy, no. All power in heaven, on earth, has been given to him. All power. There's all power. He's given to me in heaven. Not only in heaven, on earth. But wait, all of them, let them bow. All power. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You're still going to address issues, but this is just a preliminary, you know, a child's play. We're going to rise on our feet. But before we pray, I'm just going to say two things now. If you are not still, you are not sure, but I pray your heart will knit with what we are saying. You know, this power of God we are talking about, Colossians chapter 2 says something. The verse 17 now. Colossians chapter 2. Let's look at it again. Remind us. Chapter 14, 15. Chapter 14, 15. Isaiah 14, 15. Oh, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 14. Oh, okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Colossians chapter 2, 14, verses 14 and 15. Says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances what are ordinances? Ordinances are rules. They are rules, laws. Yes. That you, a man is subjected. That is, that you, your life must be under the control of whatsoever that is spoken or that is directed. Bible says, he blotted out. That blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. When did he do that? On the cross. And you can just look at it now. That so much was done for me on the cross. And I've been suffering. So much has been done for me. So why am I suffering? Why am I going through this situation? It was because of your ignorance. It was because you did not rub your life with the death of Jesus Christ. It was because you did not accept him. That was why all these things were working against you. Says, which was contrary to us. All those things that were contrary to you all the things that were against you, and he took it out of the way. So he had taken it out of the way. He took it out. It's not that he will take it out. He did it, nailing it to his cross. Would you like to tell me if something has been nailed on the cross, can it work for you again? Must it work for you again? Must it function upon your life again? If it's functioning, what is the reason? Why is it functioning? Because you submitted, you allowed, you permitted, you have decided to give it, to allow it to function. Nailing it to the cross, verse 15. And that is always my joy. Anytime I get to this point, I say, having spoiled principalities. You know when Jesus spoils something, you know what it means to spoil. Abaye, abagubagbara. Principalities is the highest hierarchy before the devil. So he spoiled all the angels of the darkness. He spoiled them, principalities and powers. And then what did he do? He made not only spoil them. He made them. He showed them openly. He made an open show and he triumphing over them in it. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is spoiling every issue of the enemy over your life in Jesus' name. Every matter, every problem, every issue in your life must be spoiled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today you are going to decide you are not going to give the devil a moment, any second again to escape in your life. You're not going to permit him to rule over your life henceforth. Because your life belongs to him. And if your life belongs to him, and all power has been given unto him, why must you be weeping again? Secret weeping. Just like Mary, the second Mary. Bible says when he got to the sepulchre, Bible says He cried. And why was he crying? He didn't even know that Christ has risen. Many of us, we are crying ignorantly. We allow the devil to mess us up. Huh? When he was crying, I perceive within me that somewhere along the line, as the devil was saying, but she carry so, I won't come out of where I won't. But he was ignorant of the resurrection of Jesus. Many of us, we are ignorant of what Jesus has done. Today, you will be delivered from your ignorance. And then you will be delivered from your ignorance in the name of Jesus. You are going to rise on your feet. Satan has no power over your life again. Unless you give him permission. Unless you give him. Satan has no power over my life again. Unless you give it out. Sickness has no power over my life again. Unless I permit him. Devil has no power over my life again. Unless I permit him. Barrenness has no power over my life again unless I allow him. I say, with the barrenness coming. Diseases has no power over my life again except I permit him. Failure has no power over my life again except I invite him. It is now your responsibility to address issues of your life. You may permit, if you want to permit, even when Jesus has delivered, as he loosed the bound of the wicked, he broke chains, he broke shackles, yet some people are still bound in their sins. That is why you see people still smoking, still drinking. Because they are bound. The devil has chained them. They are still bound. Today, if you want to enjoy what Jesus has done in your life, we like to pray that the Lord will have mercy upon me. And we cry that the Lord today, Lord, I have been living in ignorance before. Today, I've come, Lord, to ask for mercy and forgiveness. And today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have come to partake of this power of resurrection. Father, Lord of heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God of heaven, you will grant unto me access to what you have done on the cross of Calvary for me in the name of Jesus Christ. We'd like to open your mouth and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray. First of all, repent of your ignorance. Repent of your ignorance and the way you have submitted and handed over the affairs of your life to the devil. Cry unto the Lord that indeed, Lord, I know that I have handed over the affairs of my life to the devil. I have allowed your sickness to rule upon me, has allowed poverty to rule upon me. I have allowed all manner of things. I didn't remember that all power belonged to you. I didn't know that all power belonged to you. I didn't know that all power in heaven and on earth belonged to you. Father, forgive me. Lord, forgive me this morning, because you are the owner of all power in heaven and on earth. Lord, I cry for mercy. I cry for forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Having done that, I want you to embrace the power of the suffering of Christ and his death. I want you to embrace it. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I embrace your suffering. I embrace your death. I embrace it. Lord, I confirm to your death. I confirm more faramo, I confirm you can only accept the resurrection when you conform to this power, when you conform to the death. If not, the power of resurrection will be a victim in your life. You can only do this when you conform to him, conform to his death, conform. Tell the Lord, this morning, Lord, I conform to the death. I conform, I embrace the death. I embrace the death. I embrace the death of Jesus, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth upon my life, the death I'm supposed to take, the death and the suffering that I'm supposed to go through. Jesus went for me. He did it for me. So Jesus, I accept what you did. I accept even when I was not yet born, you have even gone ahead of me to die for me. Even when I didn't even know, when I was ignorant, oh Lord of heaven, you have even gone ahead of me. I embrace this power. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are moving gradually. We're going now. Having done that, go to declare all power. We will cry all power. Open your mouth and pray. All power. In heaven. And on earth. For Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, devil, you have no power over my life again. You have no power over my life again. Today, I know it. Today, I come to the realization. Oh, that there is no power with you, devil. You have been harassing my life. You have been troubling my life. You have been embarrassing me. Today, your power is hereby destroyed by the power of my Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Today you must get out of this problem in your life. All the power, all the workings of the devil in your life, they must get out. Get it, tell the devil. Would you like to continue in that position you were before? It will be so shameful. When everything has been done for your liberty, when everything has been done for your freedom, when everything has been done for your freedom, and you are still going through pains, you are still going through trouble, you are still going through torments. Oh, when everything has been done, you fold your hands and you are looking. You are not praying. I pity you. Even if they have caged your mouth, won't you set your declare that mouth, you cannot hold the devil. You will not allow, will not permit you to hold my mouth. I must get my liberty today. I must get my freedom today. I must get my deliverance today. Today, I've come to end the workings of the devil upon my life. The power of resurrection must be accomplished. The power of resurrection must walk over me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, Lord, for the Lord Jesus, all power in heaven and on earth have been given to Jesus. All power in heaven, all power on earth has been given to Jesus. We are the power of mammon water. We are the power of marine kingdom. We are the power of witchcraft. We are the power of the familiar spirit. We are in the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I challenge every stronghold. I challenge every power. I challenge every marine spirit. I challenge the spirit of barrenness. I challenge the spirit of affliction. I challenge the spirit of sickness. Oh, spirit of insanity. I challenge you. I challenge you here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you are arrested because all power in heaven, all power on earth has been given to Jesus. And so in the name of Jesus, we confront and challenge every other power, every other spirit, every kingdom that have been harassing life, embarrassing life. In the name of Jesus, you are arrested today. Mm. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Everything has a stronghold. That stronghold must be broken in your life. If it is stronghold of addiction, you yourself, you know, those of us who are here, as many of us that are addicted to doing some things, you know. You know that you are addicted. You have been crying for mercy that God will deliver you from this addiction. Addiction of different things. You know that you want to leave smoking, but you secretly go to smoke. And you know it is not good. You don't want to leave some friends, but you don't know how to do it. Today, that power will be broken over your life. You know that you get yourself in this immoral behavior, masturbation. You masturbate and you defy yourself. You know it is not good, but you have not been able to control yourself. Today, the power of resurrection has come to deliver you. I have a good news for you. The power of resurrection has come to set you free. You know that somehow along the line, you find yourself misbehaving at times. You can't understand why you misbehave. You do some funny things. Today, the power of resurrection has come to deliver you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some specific things that the Lord is directing us to pray about. This is the first set of people that we're going to pray about. Addictions. Addictions. Where if you know that you are addicted in one thing or the other, you know that there is a stronghold in your life that is not permitting you to come out, out of it. Just rush to the front. Rush to the front. Because there's the time. The time is not on our side at all. Rush to the front. The Lord is here to deliver you. There is the first set of the people we're going to pray for. As the Holy Spirit give us direction, I'm going to pray for the second set. Fast. Just 1 minute. Within 1 minute, if you are not there, that is your own portion. God is here. When God is here, God is not going to delay. He will work his wonders in our lives. You want to set free? All that you do is to set you, release yourself. You want to get yourself out from the bondage you find yourself? The Lord is here to deliver you. As you come before the cross presence, I want you to offer your life to the Lord this morning. Your coming here has a purpose. Your coming to the church today has a reason. God wants to transform your destiny. The devil has held you bound for a long time. But today, the power of resurrection is going to deliver you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we take a song, a solemn song, we're going to take that song solemnly. No bruh-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah. It must be solemn. We take that song of worship. A pastor is going to pray, going to minister to you. Going to minister to, there are two other sets of people. Just tell the Lord about your life. Today, Lord, let this yoke be destroyed upon my life. This yoke, I cry for the power of resurrection to walk over me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't plan for this, but just as I was ministering, God struck upon my spirit. The terror, you deal with this, the stronghold of this issue in the lives of your people. And the Lord knows that there are some people that need special deliverance and help from God. Pastor, sir. Shaklabara Zikarabra. Let them raise a song. Can you raise a song for us?
Listen. When Jesus went before the Pilate on Friday, there was argument whether it was Lord, whether it was not. But when he resurrected, there was no more argument. Everybody knew that he is the king. Not only for those who are here. I have the unction that everybody who has today, any form of contention in your life, and I'm going to connect to the grace. Let everybody stand on your feet and just lift your hands unto the Lord as we sing this song. And we're going to this one. You are the Lord from beginning. Solemnly, please. There is no You are God all by yourself.
You are God from beginning to end.
There's no place.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
You are the God.
Most High God, the Bible says, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, if the Spirit that raised Christ dwells in you, that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Every area where you know you have been experiencing death in terms of infirmities, sicknesses, obstruction in your future, barrier, delay, comfort, the power of resurrection is going to deal with this matter. There's a power is going to deal with it. By the name of the Lord Jesus, yokes have been broken this morning. Yes, chains have been cut into pieces. The hand of the Lord is here, has been revealed. You know, if there are, you know, constant infirmity, you have been on this infirmity, you have been on this disease for a while. It has been long. You come to comfort just within the next 1 or 2 minutes, please. Yes, just comfort fast, comfort fast. The power of the resurrection must, you must experience it. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you are experiencing deadness in your academics, you are experiencing difficulty and asking, you are experiencing any problem in your body, any issue in your problem, your system, whatsoever you are experiencing in your system, in your body. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of resurrection has come to help you, to liberate you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whosoever that want to experience this power of resurrection today, the Lord is here to perform his work. He's here, the power of resurrection is here to work. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yahweh, you are the miracle.
dimension we are praying. We are dealing with all oppositions. All you want to move forward, but you see there are restraints. You want to advance, you see that you are unable to move. You want to do some things. Some, maybe you have a project you have abandoned for a long time. You want to declare that it must rise, life must flow, power of resurrection must visit it. Some people, some of us, we may be writing papers, maybe one paper sings, and you want to write, it is difficult. Maybe you want to do something, it is difficult. We are dealing with hardships, power of hardship, the spirit of hardship. We want to declare that the power of resurrection conquer it. The power of resurrection conquer it. So wherever you are, if you are facing hardship, financial hardship, hardship in your work, hardship in your business, hardship anywhere you have been struggling in your academics, resurrection power is here to liberate you and set you free. You cannot allow the resurrection power to go today. Even though we need to experience this resurrection power every day, but this is the day that we celebrate it. We are celebrating the Lordship of Jesus. We are celebrating the resurrection power. And so, today, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the stone that was removed, even from the grave, that the every soul that has been placed upon you shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the resurrection power.
Michelle, oh, I do.
today is that this power of restoration will walk over every area that you do not even know in your life today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We like to say, Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I demand a walking of the resurrection power over my life right now, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, in the name of Jesus, walk over me, Lord, walk over me, Lord, walk over me, Lord, walk over me, resurrection power, walk over me, in the name of the Lord Jesus, resurrection power, walk over me. Thank you, Father, walk over me. Do not leave me alone. 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 Do not leave me. Do not leave me. Continue to walk. Continue to walk. Continue to walk. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are praying. Before Pastor, we pray. Some of us, we have not known Christ. And today, the Bible says something. Remember what the scripture says. And the scripture says, we look at Philippians chapter 3, what it says. And it says, look, the resurrection power for to them who know the Lord. That power can only work for you if you know the Lord. And you want to say, today I've come to submit myself to the Lord. Will you rush to the front? Just rush to the front. We are not waiting the time. You want to be born again? Just come to the front immediately. Just come. And so that Pastor will pray for you now. You want God to take over your life? You want Jesus to take over? You want to submit yourself to the Lord? Just come to the front. Today it must not go until the Lord has an encounter with you.
As I want to round up this prayer now, I have the unction that the ministry angel wants to minister to people quietly. The ministry angel wants to, there are some people that Holy Ghost want to minister to through the ministry angel. Just ever just stand on your feet. Only the instrument can just play slowly. And we just play this song. This is Holy Ground. And as we pray that, take that song. If you are weak, stand up. You can lean against the wall. You can lean against the pillar. But let nobody be sitting down. Just allow the ministry angel to minister to you quietly. And I'll just pray. And then don't look at your time. Because today it's Resurrection Sunday. So it's not the normal service.
This is holy ground. I'm standing on holy ground. For the Lord is He, and wherever He is holy.
Lift your hands to the Lord. We say that to us.
On holy ground,
ma ansa iga baba baba kasa baba baba sada baba baba.
And we know that there are
angels. Father, let your angels minister to your people now. Touch them one by one. Holy Spirit, minister to the needs of your people by the power of resurrection. The matter they have not vocalized and they have not talked about, and the one they have been crying about, Lord, let the power of resurrection touch those areas now and set them free. Every malfunctioning organs in the lives of your people today, let you receive the power of perfection in the mighty name of Jesus. Every abnormality in the system and the bodies of your people, let them receive the touch of God now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak death unto every fibroid in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak death unto every growth of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak death to any form of sickness or infirmity in the bodies of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life to the deadness of the womb in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak life unto every hope that is buried in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every ulcer, I speak death unto you. And let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be healing of diverse manners in the lives of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said you are healing your people. Let it be complete. Let it be total. Let testimony follow. Let them come and testify that on this day you have healed them, because you are the one that has done it by your power of resurrection in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.